For all the talk about carbon cap and trade, few people really understand what it is, and no one really knows what it'll end up costing you on your electric bill, at least not yet. The president wants carbon dioxide polluters such as coal-burning power plants to cut how much carbon dioxide they spew from the smokestacks. So the government is now designing a plan to cap the total amount of carbon dioxide pollution nationwide. Once that amount is set, each polluter is allotted a limited amount of allowances to release carbon dioxide. Go over that allowance, and the polluter has to pay per ton of CO2 released. Don't use all the allowances, and a company is free to trade them for a price to others who need the allowances. Over time, that nationwide cap will keep getting lower, making carbon pollution more and more expensive. How much of that cost ends up on your electricity bill is the big question. There are some wildly different predictions. Some lobby groups indicate cap and trade could nearly double electric rates. But politics really plays into many of those predictions. We went to analysts at Point Carbon. It's a respected worldwide carbon market consultant. Veronique Bonnion says Point Carbon made some estimates based on President Obama's carbon cap and trade plan in his proposed budget.
Now, in terms of the U.S. average, what we calculated is that it would represent a roughly 7% increase over current electricity rates.
That's the average. But if the power companies in your region use mostly coal instead of hydropower or nuclear or wind or solar, Bunyan says it could cost more.
At the extreme, in the regions that are essentially entirely coal dependent, the impact would be closer to anywhere between 10% and 15%.
President Obama says a carbon cap and trade scheme can be designed so that it smooths out the effects on consumers who live in a coal-dependent area.
The way it's structured has to take into account regional differences. It has to protect consumers from huge spikes in electricity prices. So there are a lot of technical issues that are going to have to be sorted through.
And Congress is just beginning to sort through them. But coal and power companies, as well as big oil and industries that use a lot of energy, are lobbying hard to kill carbon cap and trade, or at least make sure it doesn't cost them or their shareholders more than they want. That leaves most of us wondering what reducing greenhouse gases will end up costing us after Congress gets finished. Sandy Klein runs a small house cleaning business called More Grime Than Time out of her home in suburban Detroit. Because of the economy, she's lost some business lately. Times are a little tighter. She says she's concerned about climate change, but she's worried about what the president's carbon cap and trade plan might do to her power bill and her family budget.
What he's proposing sounds like a good, you know, good idea, big picture as far as the greenhouse emissions and that. But, you know, on an individual basis, it can really hurt people like me.
She wonders if consumer pressure isn't enough to get those power companies using coal-burning plants to change. But that could take decades. Climate scientists say we don't have that kind of time. We have to do something to reduce greenhouse gases now. So experts say you should get ready. Since we don't know exactly what cap and trade will do to electricity rates, it might be a good idea to reduce your power usage. Take advantage of the current tax incentives to get more energy-efficient appliances and tighten up your home. They say even if rates do go up because of carbon cap and trade, if you're using less power, it could be you won't see much of a difference on your electric bill. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.